As business owners, we often find ourselves embracing what I call the shiny objects. You know, the things I'm talking about. Product development, product testing, websites, Instagram grids, social media, logos, you know, all the things. Yet when it comes to tackling the hard stuff, the real stuff, we often find ourselves afraid. Afraid of knowing the real results, or the real profits, or losses. Perhaps the real reason you may not be making money, or even that your passion, your baby, may not be working. I get that the fear is real, but what are you really afraid of? Let's chat about this. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature, now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. Do you ever find yourself, when you're starting out a business or even mid smack bang in the middle of running a business, that you get captivated, what I like to term as the shiny objects? What are they? They're these alluring distractions that encompass a wide range of elements in our business world. Everything from product development and testing to crafting the perfect website, curating an Instagram-worthy grid, refining our social media presence, and even obsessing over the design of our logos. Is that you? These elements undoubtedly contribute to the visual and creative aspects of running a business. I get it. But it is critical to recognize that they are only part of the equation. Conversely, when it comes to tackling the truly challenging aspects of running a business, you know, the ones that involve confronting cold, hard facts and facing that unvarnished truth, it's where we frequently recoil. It's where we frequently take a couple of steps back. We become almost paralyzed by the fear of discovering real results, whether they be profitable gains or devastating losses. We shy away from digging into the reasons behind our financial struggles or the disheartening possibility that this cherished business, our brainchild, might not be as viable as we once believed. In this episode, I wanted to explore the psychology behind this fear, explore its roots, and discuss why it is crucial for business owners to confront it head on. I'm asking that tough question, what are you afraid of? I'll also want to discuss the benefits of embracing reality, including the potential for discovering more efficient business practices, cost-saving strategies, revenue enhancement, improved cash flow, and of course, the underlying tone of all of this is knowing your numbers, getting your hands dirty, and learning more about your business. Here's the thing. Fear is a powerful emotion. And in the context of business, it often arises from the fear of the unknown. So it's natural to feel apprehensive about exploring these uncharted territories within your business, especially when you've invested so much time, energy, passion, and money into it. But what exactly are we afraid of when we shy away from confronting reality? It's the fear of the unknown, right? One of the primary reasons business owners avoid facing the truth is the fear of uncovering problems and challenges in their business. Of course, it's easier to maintain this ignorance rather than to address issues head on. However, ignoring problems only allows them to fester and potentially grow into more insurmountable obstacles that we can't get through or that seems impossible to get through, which then subsequently continues to hold us back. Speaking of which, another aspect of the fear of the unknown is the fear of change. admitting that your current strategies, your current products, all those services that you have in your business are not working may actually require this fundamental shift in your business approach. That's scary. Many business owners are adverse to change because it disrupts these comfort zones. So trying to embrace this change whilst fearing it can be quite debilitating. Business owners are often passionate about their ventures, viewing them almost as an extension of themselves. I know I feel that in my business. I'm so passionate about my deliverables, about working with my clients, that sometimes in the past, even right now, sometimes it can prevent me from increasing my charges, for example, my rate per hour. It can prevent me from, you know, moving my strategy from one to many so I can service more people. So therefore I have this burnout at times because I'm fearing that change, that I just want to help everybody. And I think that consequent to this, admitting that your business isn't performing optimally in situations like this can feel like a personal failure. I know I've felt that before. I know I feel as though I can't drop the ball. I have to keep taking on one-on-one clients. And don't get me wrong, I love working with my one-on-one clients, but I only have so many hours in the day. Like it can be pretty full on. And so this fear of inadequacy, this fear of change and, you know, being so passionate can paralyze or hinder any objectives that I have in my business to move it forward, and therefore kind of stifle this decision-making process for my future. And then, of course, there's the fear of the financial repercussions of all of these sorts of things, the change, the confronting problems, understanding that things aren't working, you know, this inadequate feeling of inadequacy, this fear of financial repercussions such as, you know, losses, debt, or even bankruptcy. It's such a powerful deterrent to facing reality. It stops us dead in our tracks. Financial insecurity can be a significant source of stress and anxiety for business owners. It makes us reluctant to confront these harsh truths about our financial situations. And whilst I respect and understand that, I often say that knowledge is power. And again, whilst I haven't coined that phrase myself, I use it on a daily basis. Knowing what I need to know about my business, about how I run my business, about the financial implications of my business, about my numbers in my business, about confronting what's not working in my business. Actually, whilst it is a hard truth financially sometimes for me to understand or any other business owner to understand, I think it can actually uncover what needs to be done to be able to salvage the financial situation in our business. So it's this paralyzation, this fear that's preventing us from actually seeing the truth and then being able to do something about it. Now, whilst the fear of confronting reality in business is undoubtedly real and totally understandable, it is essential to recognize that avoiding it won't make the underlying problems disappear, whether they be operational problems or financial problems. On the contrary, it may make them worse. However, embracing reality can bring about this clarity and pave the way for positive change, like I was saying before. So why is it essential to confront reality and the potential benefits that can arise from doing so? First and foremost, identifying and solving problems. This is the first step to resolving any issue, and that is acknowledging that there is one, acknowledging its existence. By confronting real problems within your business, you can develop targeted strategies to address them effectively. This proactive approach will prevent small issues from snowballing into crisis. In a dynamic business environment, adaptability, embracing adaptability, is such a valuable trait. Confronting reality often leads to the recognition that there are certain aspects of your business that need adjustment or even a complete overhaul. So embracing change and being adaptable can position your business to thrive in any evolving marketplace. Admitting that you don't have all the answers and that your current approach might be flawed is a sign of humility and willingness to learn. So learning and growth is such a key part in this whole process to confronting reality. Because confronting reality allows you to seek out what new knowledge you need to move forward. It allows you to explore innovative solutions and foster personal or professional growth in the process. Of course, there's the financial stability that comes with all of this. You know, financial concerns often loom large in the mind of business owners on a consistent basis. However, avoiding financial realities is going to make your financial problems worse 100% of the time. By facing these issues head on, with fear and all, you can make informed decisions to stabilize, such a key word here, stabilize your finances, reduce any losses, and create sustainable financial processes and plans for your business. This is key. Without it, that is going to fester, and your financial problems are just going to get worse. And then finally, confronting reality can lead to the discovery of more efficient business practices. It can lead to understanding cost-saving strategies or even being able to identify opportunities to increase profits. Because here's what happens. When you're willing to examine your operations objectively, you're going to uncover potential for growth and improvement 100% of the time. I know that change is often perceived as daunting, and it can be challenging to summon the courage to embrace it fully. However, it's essential to recognize that change is an inevitable part of your business journey, and it can lead to such substantial benefits. So what are the key areas where embracing change can have a positive impact on your business? First of all, confronting the reality that your current products or services may not be meeting your customer needs can inspire innovation and creativity. By embracing change, it allows you to explore new ideas, create fresh offerings, and stay ahead of the competition. Speaking of competition, in a competitive business landscape, adaptability is a significant advantage. Businesses that are willing to change and evolve can respond more effectively to shifts in the market, consumer preferences, and any emerging trends. Of course, businesses that resist change may become stagnant and vulnerable to things like economic downturns or unforeseen disruptions. So embracing change enhances resilience and sustainability. It makes your business better equipped to weather any challenges that you face. Also, there's an enhanced consumer experience when you face reality. When you can confront the reality of things like customer feedback and preferences, you can make improvements that enhance the overall customer experience. This in turn, my friends, as you can imagine, can lead to increased customer loyalty and repeat business. Who doesn't want that? And of course, analyzing your business operations full on, eyes wide open. When you do it critically, you can reveal areas where costs can be reduced. Therefore, embracing change by implementing cost-saving measures that can contribute to improved profitability. Understanding the importance of confronting reality and embracing change is one thing, but taking action to do so is another. That's the scary part. I get it. So overcoming this fear requires a deliberate approach on your part. So here are some strategies that you can take away to take decisive steps towards embracing reality in your business. First and foremost, start by engaging in self-reflection. Ask yourself, what specific fears are holding you back from confronting reality in your business? Identify them. That's the first step towards overcoming them. Second, seek outside perspectives. Sometimes it's challenging to see the full picture when you're deeply immersed in your business. So go and seek input and feedback from trusted mentors, advisors, customers, or colleagues who can provide you with some objective insights. Of course, You have to utilize the data that's available to you and analytics to gain a clear understanding of your business's performance throughout this process. It's a great strategy. Data-driven decision-making can help you identify areas that require attention and improvement. While we're talking about attention and improvement and data, set realistic goals. Establish clear and realistic goals for your future. Setting achievable milestones can make the process of confronting reality more manageable and less intimidating. Of course, embracing change doesn't always have to involve sweeping transformations in your business. You can consider implementing small, incremental changes that gradually will steer your business in the right direction and play into what you're comfortable with in terms of change. If the fear of confronting reality is particularly paralyzing, consider seeking professional assistance, of course. There are business coaches, my friend. Yes, we are here. There are consultants and therapists can help guide and support tailored to your specific needs. And finally, instead of dwelling on problems, shift your focus towards finding solutions. When you approach challenges with a problem-solving mindset, you're more likely to make progress. In the world of business ownership, the fear of confronting reality can be a significant impediment to growth and success. However, it's essential to recognize that this fear is natural and shared by many. The key to overcoming it lies in understanding the root causes of this fear, acknowledging its existence, and taking deliberate steps to embrace the reality. Confronting reality is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process. It involves facing problems, embracing change, and seeking continuous improvement. By doing so, as business owners, you can position your business for greater efficiencies, profitability, and long-term sustainability. Ultimately, embracing reality is a courageous act that can lead to profound personal and professional growth. It's a testament to an entrepreneur's resilience and determination to build a business that not only survives, but thrives. As the old saying goes, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. So in the world of business, the only thing we have to fear is the fear of confronting reality. Once that fear is conquered, the possibilities for growth and success are limitless. So my friend, what are you afraid of, really?
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.